This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and it's this time of week, every week, we bring in our favorite guest. Russ Collins is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, and he comes in for Cinema Chats. Big event at the Michigan Theater last night.
Yeah, we've actually had a couple of big author events. David Sedaris was at the Michigan Theater on Monday, and then
he's definitely a local favorite.
Yeah, for sure, sold out house. And he did readings from his new book, and then Drew Barrymore was at the Michigan Theater last night to do readings from her new book,
A Life Story, to which I can relate to in great detail.
Yeah, this is kind of her second autobiographical book. It's called Wildflower, and she did some readings and took some questions and signed a bunch of books yesterday. So it was great to have her back. She used the Michigan Theater screening room to screen the dailies from her 2009 film Whip It, which she directed.
Yeah, the roller derby movie,
Washington County.
Which was actually pretty good.
Yeah, spent some time in the Ypsilanti area filming that film. Cinetopia is coming, and we have dates for it. It's June 3rd through 12th. It's being in Ann Arbor and Detroit and Dearborn and West Bloomfield. There will be a similar selection of documentaries and narrative or story-based films from all over the world. And the University of Michigan Symposium is going to be on Alan Rudolph, who was a collaborator with Robert Altman and a director of much renowned on his own right. He did Choose Me, Trouble in Mind, The Moderns, Mrs. Parker, and The Vicious Circle, Breakfast is Champions, which was based on the Kurt Vonnegut novel,
right.
Worked with a lot of great stars. We're expecting Keith Carradine and maybe Genevieve Bugeaud and Geraldine Chaplin.
Genevieve Bugeaud, gosh, I saw her in Coma in like 1979 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to having some of his collaborators come to town, as well as a lot of
fun.
Other
so
filmmakers.
I'm sure you're encouraging people, set up your vacation time now.
Yes, set aside June 3rd through 12th or part of that time to come on out to the festival, because the best way to festival is just to literally set aside, you know, as much time as you'd like to go to a festival.
The best way to I like it. Festival as a verb.
That's awesome. Right. Absolutely. And it really is. The IndieWire, which is the kind of new variety magazine for movies, that's an online source, had an article about how can middle class filmmakers make a living, and there were folks like Martin Scorsese.
How can middle class people make a living?
Well, and it's true. There's kind of a general difficulty with polarization of economics and the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer and the middle class getting squeezed. And, you know, some of that's probably hyperbole and some of it's a real economic dislocation that's been going on in recent years.
But how's it manifesting itself in the film world?
Well, in the film world, the blockbusters, the $100, $200 million movies are getting made and getting financed. And it's some of the films that are costing $20, $30, $40 million that people are concerned aren't getting made. But there's a technological reason as well as probably an economic reason. And the technology of digital filmmaking means that you can make a movie of high credibility for much less money. So, for example, a movie that we're playing right now, Grandma, the Lily Tomlin film, the director said its budget was $600,000.
And Lily got $500,000.
Well, so. I think Lily got back-end money.
Yeah.
So after the movie gets released, and so far I think it's grossed about $7 million. And so it's, you know, it's profitable, but obviously it's
and
not.
And percentage-wise? Nicely profitable.
And then television is doing some interesting things, and some filmmakers are going to television. So, the economics of show business, but the economics of everything gets stirred up all the time. If we just think about the automobile industry, you know, there was a time when there wasn't really much foreign competition, and there's been a lot of foreign competition in the American automobile market for many, many years, and the segments change, and minivans get introduced, and micro cars get introduced, and things really shift around all the time, and technology has to react to those kind of things. Some of that happens with film, and I think some people are not thinking clearly about how the economics really work out. But one of the nice efficiencies of digital filmmaking means that you can make a movie for not very much money, and theoretically, between online releases and specialty film theater
much like
releases,
music, the entire industry and the dynamic and the distribution distribution model are all changing.
Correct.
And amorphous.
And music is an excellent example of how things have really, really rearranged. And 20 years ago,
right.
things were much different in the way that the music industry was created. Now, but one of the nice conclusions of it is that, you know, basically with music, with recording, with movies, there's a very strong business component, but there's also a cultural component. And, you know, 50% of what people do in the music industry is definitely karma and is organized that way. But 50% of it people do for the passion and for the art of it. And anytime you lose that balance of art and commerce, I think that the negative things happen in the long term. Short term, things can be exploited, but in the long term, things get damaged. And that was a nice conclusion to that little piece.
Well, for the traditionalists among us, what can we see in the theaters this coming weekend?
Well, at the Michigan and State Theater, we're opening two films. The Truth is opening up, starring Robert Redford and Kate Blanchett, and it's based on the 2004 60 Minutes report about the then President George Bush's military service.
Cost Dan Rather his job.
And it cost Dan Rather his job, and Robert Redford.
This movie is very sympathetic and almost canonizes Rather in this movie.
It is, and Robert Redford plays...
CBS is not happy.
CBS is not happy. But the reviews on it have been very, very strong. More than most docudramas about fairly recent events, it's so well written and acted, it conveys a convincing illusion of veracity, says the New York Times. Anyway, I saw a bit of this film at the Mill Valley Film Festival, and great
Very
cast,
engaging.
Wonderful performance, as I said, well written. So Truth opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater, and tomorrow at the State Theater, Experimenter opens, and it's about the social psychologist Stanley Milgram and a 1961 obedience experiment that he did at Yale University that is, just scary to think about the human animal. What they're willing to do in terms of punishing their fellow human beings in this particular case in the name of science. It was very interesting in how it uncovered inner obsessions of the time and how human behavior can be displayed.
These kinds of movies and these kinds of behaviors are far more scary than the Friday the 13th and the Saw movies of the world to me.
It's absolutely
because
true.
It really appeals to our true nature.
If you haven't seen Meet the Patels, go check it out. It's about this American family who the parents came over from India and established themselves. And then the son and the daughter have made a film about the son's romantic endeavors. I was going to say adventures, but it's really endeavors. His longtime girlfriend breaks up with him, and he's devastated, and he decides that he's going to choose the route of the traditional Asian Indian matchmaking. And this is a
family that loves one another and has a good time living their lives.
Exactly. Meet the Patels. You definitely have to go check it out. Do everything you can to get there. Plays tonight at the Michigan or at the State Theater, and that reopens at the Michigan Theater on Saturday. It doesn't play on Friday. We've got some special screenings that's coming up. Our Spielberg series continues at the Michigan Theater. The John Waters series continues at the State Theater, and then at the commercial theaters, our brand is Crisis.
Really looking forward to this. As we head into yet another huge election year, this is going to be something that helps us become even more cynical.
That's right. It's about a Bolivian presidential campaign that they bring in two American consultants on opposite sides of the political campaign. Sandra Bullock plays one of the consultants, and Billy Bob Thornton
Ruthless
plays the
win
other.
At all costs.
Absolutely. And there's humor and... pathetic behavior.
Right.
And Burnt is a Bradley Cooper film, Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. Yeah. He plays a chef who's trying to get himself together and put his restaurant together. And then the Scout's Guide to the Apocalypse, Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse, perfect Halloween movie. So happy Halloween.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Halloween Central.